The Waupun baseball team has four games in this season, and many teams are still struggling to get out on the diamond. We're going to bring in head coach Derek Stanky here to talk about the Warriors here in 2022. Coach, you've gotten some games in this year. You have to be happy, even though Mother Nature hasn't cooperated.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's been a rough start to the spring already here, but you know, fortunate to have the turf field over here, and you know, it's not been the best baseball weather condition wise, but we've made do. And, you know, honestly, we've been outside every day of practice even. So, you know, it hasn't been favorable, but we're outside getting reps in outside, and hopefully that's going to pay off here.
Coach, how long has the turf been in over at Waupun, if people aren't familiar?
So this is the 10th year with the turf field over here, and it's truly a blessing. You know, we're looking at in a few years here having to re-turf, and you know, I know that's something that's weighing on the minds here of the people in Waupun. That's how we're going to do this, but it's so essential to have this in our area here. And you know, it's brought so many big tournaments to us and revenue to the community, and it's just a blessing to have this.
So, Coach, a decade ago, I mean, you talk about that's when maybe football fields are starting to show up, but how did the baseball field come about, and the idea to get that thing turfed in Waupun?
Yeah, past coach Kevin DeBoer had the idea. You know, I think, I believe at the time there was maybe only one other high school in the state that had the turf baseball field, and that was Sun Prairie. And I think Kevin had some work going in down there, working with those guys and figuring out how to make it work here. And, you know, not only is the high school baseball field turf, but also our three little league fields here that are at the same site are all turf as well. And, you know, it's just been such a huge asset to our program. And, you know, my JV guys, they've been practicing with us since practice started, just because, like you mentioned, our other field is not ready. And just to be able to get everybody outside and get some reps in early is just a real blessing.
Is that the case even too, like, say, even if you're like early in the season, even if it's 25 degrees and you want to go out and just, you know, take some grounders and maybe not necessarily hit, it gives your kids an advantage of getting out there and working outside on a solid surface?
Yeah, absolutely. I was just talking to a coach today from up by Minocqua area, and they still have 2.5 inches of snow up there. And he says he's not been able to get outside. He goes, I don't even know if my outfielders can catch a fly ball. So just being able to get them guys outside and see that live feeling. Like you said, we don't do a whole lot of hitting outside. We'll do some of that inside. On the nicer days, we will hit in our cages here. But I think in our 2 weeks that we've been going so far, we've had maybe live hitting on the field once or twice only. So, there, you know, there's other ways to get the hitting in, and there's other things to work on. So, but getting that defensive edge right away has been really helpful.
Coach, your team's off to a 4-4 start. You told me to describe your team a little bit, you said young. Just talk about what you've seen from your team through the first four games.
Yeah, that is that's the word to sum up our program this year. We're very young. We have good numbers. We have 30 kids out for baseball in the whole program. You know, for school our size, that's pretty good. And I expect that number to go up a little bit more next year. I know we have a pretty large eighth grade class coming in as well. But yeah, we're young. I have 13 on my varsity roster. Two seniors, two juniors, five sophomores, and four freshmen. Last night we played our first conference game, and we had started three freshmen and four sophomores. So, you know, we're young, but, you know, they got to grasp onto that varsity level play. And, you know, these early repetition games are a good challenge for them.
Coach, just looking at the yearbook, you bring back three pitchers that saw a decent amount of time last year.
Yeah, we got a couple returning, and you know, we got a couple lefties in the line that can pitch for us, and Mason Holtz and Conrad Davis. He really came on strong for us last year at the Legion State tournament at the end of the year and pitched well for us. So, you know, Mason's just a sophomore. When he's not pitching, you'll see him probably rolling around in center field out there and hitting usually in the leadoff spot or near the top. And then Conrad's also in the outfield as well when he's not pitching. So that's something we haven't had here in quite a while. You know, we've had some really good pitching here when, you know, I look back at the Caden Bronkhorses and the Brendan Billies and the Vaughn Willistons and Noah Garrisons and all, you know, the list goes on. But the lefties is, you know, it's nice to have a couple options with the left-handed pitchers. So, and, you know, they're both, neither of them are seniors, so they'll be back next year. And Evan Sauer kind of moved around, and he'll do a little more pitching for us too this year. He's a returning all-conference player for us, and he's just a sophomore.
How about behind the plate, Coach? Who's back behind the plate?
Yeah, so Evan was back there last year. He was, you know, we brought him up as a freshman, you know, mainly for his hitting, and we found a spot for him behind the dish. This year, he's transitioned to the middle infield a little bit, and as I mentioned, he's doing a little more pitching. He still could catch for us, but we have a junior in Hunter Camp. Hunter does a great job blocking the ball and receiving. He's really been putting in a lot of time and wanting to learn and get better, so that's been really helping him along the way here. And, you know, he had a great basketball season. He's the kind of a guy that on the basketball floor wasn't really your standout, wasn't going to score 12 points a game, but he did a lot of the dirty stuff, kind of like the catcher mentality, and he's done really well back there so far this year.
Coach, do you have to recruit catchers in your program, or are you pretty solid where there always seems to be kids that step up and want to take that responsibility?
Yeah, it's a different beast, you know. Yeah, it's kind of been a makeshift position for us as my 10 years have been here. You know, I mean, even I look back to a kid like Coach DeBoer's son and Colin, and, you know, Colin was never really a catcher, but he played catcher for us all 4 years of high school. So, you know, I have three assistant coaches on my staff that were all catchers in high school and college. So I feel really comfortable when we have to work with them and teach them the ropes. But yeah, you know, it's one of those positions that you're either born with it or you're not.
Sure. Coach, can you talk about your infield? Can you go around your infield and talk to us about what Warriors are going to see out there this year?
All right. Playing third base for us so far this year has been Dane Stelzel. Dane's a senior. He's waited in the, you know, he's been waiting in the putting in his time, and he had a nice little basketball season for him on the basketball floor. And you know, he's a good kid. He's quiet, a leader. He's hitting in the middle of the lineup for us, and he's done a really nice job at third for us so far in these first four games. At shortstop, it kind of all depends if Evan's pitching or not. If he's not pitching, you'll see Evan Sauer out there playing short. If he's pitching, you might see a Brady White over there. Brady's just a sophomore as well. Sometimes we'll throw in Bryant Ferris, who's just a freshman. So that kind of all, that position is kind of by committee and who's on the mound. And then at second base, again, that kind of depends who we put at shortstop to fill the pitching need. Bryant has played there. Bryant Ferris, the freshman. Brady White's been starting there a few games for us. We have another freshman in Landon Richter who can go in late in the game for us defensively and make plays for us. So again, kind of by committee. And then over at first base, we've got Jake Krieger, a freshman as well, who has been starting there and hitting in the middle of the lineup, usually in the four hole for us, a big tall kid. You see him stand out there at first, and you wouldn't think that the body that he has, that's a freshman, just a great bat for us. And he's done a really nice job defensively, and, you know, he'll see some mound time, and you might probably see Braden Larson fill in at first when Jake would pitch, and Braden's just a sophomore.
And Coach, you've talked about a few of the guys, but just talk about your outfield this year.
Conrad Davis, when he's not pitching, will be out in left typically. He's got really good wheels. You know, he's a lefty for us. He hits lefty as well. So he can really track down balls out there for us. He's hitting usually in the middle of the lineup as well. So he's kind of roaming left field. And Bryant, you know, I talked about him in a few different spots. And if Conrad's pitching, Bryant Ferris has been playing left for us as well. In center field, we'll have Mason Holtz, and he's a sophomore for us and probably, I would say, our number one pitcher. You know, he got the start yesterday in our first conference game, so, you know, we'll put Bryant out there if Mason is pitching. And then in right field, we have another sophomore, Ethan Cunningham, and Ethan's done a nice job. He's a righty for us, and he can hit a little bit. So, you know, and like I said, we're young, as I just rattled off all these guys. And as soon as we can get them up to speed and the consistency that's needed at the varsity level, I have really high hopes for the year.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned it. You're young, but upon baseball, you expect to be contenders in the conference every year in and year out, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's something that's kind of bred into the culture over here. And, you know, we got these great facilities to use, and we always have good participation numbers. And it's nice to have, you know, I look at my freshman class this year. I got, I think I mentioned I have 30 kids out and 18 of them are freshmen. That's the most I've ever had. So it's just great to have options throughout the program and kids that want to learn and get better. And, you know, we were pretty senior heavy last year and we've had a great few great couple weeks of practices here because people know there's open spots to be had and they're really getting after it.
Coaches, so besides having your young guys grow up a little bit on the field, what else do you think needs to happen if your team wants to be there right at the end of the year competing for a league title?
You know, you got to play well. Defense has got to be well. Pitching, obviously, starts with pitching and defense. They're so big. I really like getting the opportunities to come out here early in the year and get games in and be able to practice. And, you know, like I said, we've played four games and talking to those coaches, you know, none of them else had played a game prior to coming to us. So, getting those reps in early and helping them become more consistent and picking up the speed and really doing a lot of the small things that we really push over here in Waupun. And once they grasp onto those, you know, they're going to be successful. And like you said, we expect to be near the top of the conference. You know, we got a really good conference this year. KML tied us for the conference title last year, and they return, I believe, about seven starters and their top two pitchers. So they were picked to win the conference, and we were actually picked right behind them in second. So, you know, it'd be nice to win the conference, and I think this group can do it.
Well, Coach Stanky, I appreciate the time, and it's going to be fun following Waupun baseball this season. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Wade. We appreciate it.